We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP on a day. A lot of conversation, Phils and Eagles in particular, some Sixers, a little Flyers, also a chance to give you $1,000 to win $1,000. And the Turkey Bowl announcement in just a moment. But right now, let's give you a chance to win $1,000 because this hour's code word, as we do at the start of the 11 and 12 o'clock hour on our show every day for a month, to give you a chance to win $1,000. This hour's is quiz. Text quiz, Q-U-I-Z, to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant's going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, make sure you visit entercomcontest.com. So more chances to win $1,000 tomorrow on our show, the rest of the week, the next couple of weeks, the next many weeks, really just about a whole month, 11 a.m. and noon, chance to win $1,000 on our show. All right, Turkey Bowl. I think people are probably, John, pretty familiar with Turkey Bowl. But for those that perhaps don't know, maybe a new listener to our show over could even be just like the last 9 months. Turkey Bowl is an idea we came up with a couple of years ago. We implemented it in the fall of 2017. We really started in the summer of 2017. Coincidentally, the Eagles won the Super Bowl with that football season, just for what it's worth.
Or not coincidentally.
Or not coincidentally. And Turkey Bowl, the idea of Turkey Bowl is, of course, high school football in the area and specifically Thanksgiving Day football. It's a great tradition in our community. I mean, it's a big deal. And for many people that play high school football, the Thanksgiving Day game is also the final game they'll ever play because, you know, most people aren't the John Riches of the world going to Michigan and Stanford and the Raiders and the Eagles. So for many, you know, people, certainly the seniors, it's the final game they ever play. And so we'd come up with the idea, hey, let's do something that's never been done before. Let's put a classic Thanksgiving Day rivalry game right here on WIP. Why not, right? Maybe air some pro football games later in the afternoon, but in the morning, you know, what's happening at 10:30 or 11 or 11:30 on Thanksgiving Day? Not a ton. Most of us are just with our families, maybe driving around a little bit. Hey, it's a great spot to put high school football right here on WIP.
And what kid doesn't grow up just wanting their name said on
WIP? Yeah, it'd be really cool, right?
It's awesome.
I mean, my name wasn't said then again. I didn't play high school football. That's a whole other matter. All right. So here's the deal. We came up with the idea of let's get a game on WIP and make a contest of it. And then if it goes well the first year, make it an annual thing. Well, that's what we've done. So we are now to what will be the third annual.
The trilogy.
But we promise you better than Godfather 3. All right? Turkey Bowl with me as the play-by-play man, John Ritchie as the color commentator, Howard Eskin on the sidelines, and James Seltzer involved in the broadcast as well. So here we go. Turkey Bowl 3, ladies and gentlemen. We are prepared to tell you the finalists. That's a loud, loud, loud thing Seltzer's got going right there. The finalists.
Announcement
here. We go. Turkey Bowl 3, third annual finalists. The schools are, the games are. Six games this year will be under consideration. It's a voting process. And the teams, congratulations to the finalists. They are Penn Ridge against Quakertown. Woodstown versus Salem, St. Burns and St. Dots, Gloucester City, Gloucester Catholic. Two more to go, John. This is like waiting to find out if you're off from school for a day listening to the snow reports.
Well, you got
to
know your number.
You got to know your number. Boys Latin Charter versus Frankfurt and Father Judge against Lincoln.
Wow.
One of those six games will be broadcast in November
there on
Thanksgiving Day on WIP.
So finally.
So there you go. So
you have a little bit of an idea who we're talking about.
Yeah,
here.
We can start, you know, zeroing
start scouting, in. Scouting, getting ready to call the game.
Exactly. So here's the deal. We're now at the point, of course, the prior month or so had been the nominating process. Now we're at the point where it becomes a voting process. There are four ways that you can vote. You can vote on Twitter. You can vote on Facebook. You can vote on Instagram, and you can vote on our website. And, you know, we tally up all these votes, and we get to a conclusion of, like, here's the winning game, right? What we would recommend you to do is just go directly to our website, because that's where you can find the links to Twitter, to Facebook, to Instagram, and obviously that's where our website is. So the main spot will tell you now, and the main spot will tell you for about the next month to always vote. And this is the website you want to spread the word. If you're from those 12 schools and you want to get the words out to your local school communities, make sure your principal, your president, your athletic director, your headmaster, whatever your terms are, everybody, make sure everybody knows, the head coach, the kids that could play in the game, the kids' parents, the alumni, the other students, the ninth graders, the 10th graders, everybody. The website that you want to spread the word about is 94WIP.com/Turkey Bowl. It's the hub. It's the headquarters. It's where it's all at. 94WIP.com/Turkey Bowl. Turkey Bowl is brought to us by this year. We appreciate their part in it. U.S. Army Mid-Atlantic Recruiting, Gwinnett Mercy University, Steak'em, Bradford Whitewater Heaters, and Jack Frost Big Boulder. So thank you to those five sponsors. And again, 94WIP.com/Turkey Bowl. Your vote will help us decide on what game will be broadcast live Thanksgiving Day right here on Sports Radio 94WIP. So there you go. Richie, you ready? Turkey Bowl 3, it's happening. All right, 888-729-9494.
I'm ready, Joe.
I need a better job from Seltzer this year helping the spot. You know, I got to tell you, as a play-by-play guy, you're very reliant on the spotter. Was it number 23 or was it number 22? Seltzer, mark it, point to the guy, let me know who it is.
I'm pretty sure I did a fantastic job
the last two years. I didn't know the difference between Jones and Jackson. I had their names wrong. No, I'm just joking around. But we do look forward to bringing Turkey Bowl to you. We think it's a cool tradition, something we're proud of, and something we really do hope to do for many decades, frankly, here on WIP. So, again, those are the six games. Congratulations. Penridge and Quakertown, Woodstown and Salem, St. Burns and St. Dots, Gloucester City, Gloucester Catholic, Boys Latin Charter versus Frankfurt, and Father Judge in Lincoln. One of those six games, Thanksgiving Day this year, will be right here on WIP. 888-729-9494. To the phones we go. Chuck in Hoboken, who took a shot on me on Twitter the other day.
Oh, good.
Chuck, I didn't really appreciate that.
Well, first of all, let me just say it's always nice to talk to Sires, Richie, and Seltzer.
Oh, thank you. Thanks,
Chuck. Yeah, and Joe.
Chuck, if I remember correctly,
Squire Joe.
What you wrote on Twitter was something like, it's always nice to have a laugh with Joe DeCamera about Joe DeCamera.
Well said.
I mean,
come on, man.
It was, hey, look, me and Tom are double teaming you, man. Tom of Abington. I gotta meet that guy. First of all, I am actually a Father Judge guy.
Oh boy.
I gotta say that, yeah, graduated 1990, man. Love Father Judge. We're at a disadvantage though, because it's actually a really small school, and like 95% of the people who graduated from Lincoln can't spell or use the internet. So here we go.
Wait, here's the thing, Chuck. You guys gotta merge together though. Through the hatred. You got to come together as two schools to try to get on WIP. I mean, I guess you could do it separately, but you're essentially trying to achieve a common goal. Yeah, you're trying to achieve a common goal.
No, I totally get it. It'd be great. If you guys actually could do that, I would be there in a heartbeat. That'd be a ton of fun. Joe, I appreciate your point on the Phillies.
Yep.
And you're right. They have not lost a game yet in April, you know, game one, game two. But what they are doing is losing everybody's confidence, including Cat. Think about it this way, and I get you guys are different because you're entertainers, media people on contracts, but what if you found out Spike was with Angelo and Howard and, you know, whoever, the president
that
you guys had?
It'd be very tough.
It'd be tough, right? Yeah. If you found out that they were flying around talking to people, driving around.
But I will say this, Chuck, players deal with it all the time.
I know, but they're
all the time players deal with it.
Gabe's making, what, $700,000 a year, which is a ton of money.
Well, it's not, though, compared to others. I got to tell you, I was shocked when I found out Kapler makes as little as he does compared to other managers. I was shocked by that.
So think about this. The
Flyers coach makes like five times what the Phillies coach makes. How does that make any sense?
I had no idea. That's crazy. There is a confidence thing here where we need him for what he is. I think all the Three Stooges should be fired. I just do. But for what he is, like, we need him to be at his best if he's going to be in there, and this is not setting him up for that. So I'm worried about that. And then I'm going to win today, but I can't go to the game.
Okay.
So declare me the winner and then give the ticket to somebody else.
Okay. What do you got?
Reason why I became a lawyer, Harper Lee.
Oh, Harper Lee. That's a good answer right there. But Chuck says even if he's the winner, he doesn't want the tickets because he can't go, which we appreciate that. Harper Lee's a good answer. To Kill a Mockingbird, great answer. By the way, this segment right now brought to us by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Is your family ready for cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu lets you know when to call your doctor. The flu brings fever, and so be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. The Exergen Temporal Scanner is backed by more than 70 clinical studies. 12:45 today, Ross Tucker in studio. Phone calls all throughout the show. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
My family is hydrated. We've got Liquid Death Mountain Water at my house, and my kids are walking around everywhere they go. They've got a tall boy can of water in their hand. I was at the grocery store last night with two of my kids. They both were carrying around cans of Liquid Death. They love the stuff. I love the stuff. I've gotten to know the guy who decided to try to change the world in the way we drink water. He's a Philly guy, a brainiac Philly guy, who's doing this thing right. Liquid Death is actually really good water. It's from the mountains, the Austrian Alps, and it's rich with natural electrolytes and minerals. Liquid Death's mission is to bring death to plastic. Aluminum cans are infinitely recyclable. In fact, all of the aluminum produced since 1888, 75% of it is still in current use. And Liquid Death donates 5 cents from every can sold to help clean up plastic pollution and bring clean drinking water to those in need. But Liquid Death is only available in a handful of stores, so you have to order it online. Go to liquiddeath.com/Richie, R-I-T-C-H-I-E. They're offering listeners an exclusive deal to get $2 off every case. liquiddeath.com/Richie. Or better yet, this is amazing. You can click the option to literally sell your soul on their website in exchange for a free case. You got to try it. Yes, you can actually sign a real soul contract that's legally binding for eternity. You've got to try Liquid Death Mountain Water.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.